Hi, I'm Tony Rossi for the Christophers, and today we'll be exploring how and why it is fun to be Catholic. I'll be joined by former television sportscaster Gary Montgomery, who'll share the insights he's learned from his 25 years as a catechist on how to bring the Catholic faith to life for teens and adults. Stay with us. Christopher Close-Up starts right now. Hello and welcome to Christopher Close-Up. I'm Tony Rossi, and if you've never thought it was fun to be Catholic, your opinion might change after this show. My guest today is Gary Montgomery, a retired television sportscaster from Louisville, Kentucky, who's been using his communication skills to teach the Catholic faith as a catechist to 8th graders for 25 years. Gary has a deep passion for Jesus and the Church, and that comes across in the enthusiasm he brings to his classes. It also serves as the basis for his book, It's Fun to Be Catholic, which was inspired by a comment he received from one particular student. To tell us more, I'm pleased to welcome to Christopher Close-Up, Gary Montgomery. Gary, it's so great to have you on the show today.
Well, I'm blessed to be here. It's a joy. I appreciate your kindness in inviting me.
Absolutely. Well, I want to talk about this book, It's Fun to Be Catholic. And I don't know if I'm the first person to tell you that the title of the book is somewhat unique because not all people see being Catholic as being fun. So tell me about the genesis of that perspective. Why is it fun to be Catholic from your perspective?
Well, first, let me tell you this. You're not the first one to kind of balk at that title. A dear friend of mine who is in my parish here in Louisville, Kentucky at St. Bernadette walked up to me and we were talking. I said, I'm completing my second book. And she said, what's the title? And I told her, It's Fun to Be Catholic. And she stepped back and she looked at me and she said, Gary, I'm not so sure all Catholics agree with that. And I told her, as I tell everybody, that's the reason for the book. Because we Catholics need a pep talk sometime. We need just to bring some energy to it. And the genesis for the title came from a young man who sat in my class. I was a catechist with 8th graders for 25 years. So, mm-hmm. Tony, you know I'm not a smart guy to hang around with 8th graders for 25 years. But I realized very quickly that something had to happen in that room for, number one, somebody had to bring Jesus to that room, and that had to be me because they weren't going to bring him. Mm-hmm. And secondly, and I say that with love, mm-hmm. Secondly, I know how to communicate with people. I'm not the greatest in the world, but I know there are things that we need to do when we communicate. We need to engage people, influence, add value to them. And so I started doing that, the same speaking skills I had from television and presenting speeches. I started doing that with the kids. And so I started creating energy and fun in that classroom. But I had a young man one year, Tony, that sat there for 8 months and never spoke to me, never said a word to me. Mm-hmm. He stared at me, but I don't think he smiled once. Mm-hmm. And but that's not unusual for 8th graders.
Yeah.
But following confirmation, Archbishop Kurtz had the mass, and he processed out, and then all of the young women and men processed out in their red robes. They went to the narthex. I left my pew and started to walk out, and a young man came racing up to me. His name is Ryan Riggs. Mm-hmm. And Ryan ran up to me and handed me a note and stared at me, and I was used to him staring at me. So we stood there. I said, I guess since you're here, Ryan, you want me to read this? He said, yes, sir, I do. And I read the note, and here's what it said, Tony. Thank you so much for teaching me this year. It was a great experience to go through confirmation with you. And then it said, you taught me that being Catholic can be fun. Tony almost fell on the floor. He continued, I always looked at being Catholic as being boring, but now it looks fun. Mm-hmm. It was awesome to have the energy in the room every day. Thanks again for a great experience.
Wow.
So for years, I knew I wanted to take what we did in that classroom, outside the classroom, open the doors, and bring that energy outside. But I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know what structure the book would be, and I didn't know what the title would be until an 8th grader told me it's fun to be Catholic.
I'm talking to Gary Montgomery. We're talking about his book, It's Fun to Be Catholic. He just referred to the fact that he has some history communicating because he's a retired sportscaster on television, and he brings those talents to the catechism class, Sunday school, for 25 years. I know you wanted to make class fun, but were you aware that you were making Catholicism fun while you were doing it? Were you conscious of that?
Eventually. Mm-hmm. It took a while. Yeah. If you're going to stand in front of a group of people, in particular eighth graders for me, mm-hmm. I realized very quickly that I could not teach the way Sister Mary Fulgence taught eighth grade, you know, taught me. I had to do it the way Gary Montgomery did it.
Right.
But I also realized I had to go to work on my relationship with Jesus Christ mm-hmm. and my understanding of my Catholic faith sure. if I'm going to stand here. Plus, I had to bring my life alive in front of them. I teach people to tell your stories.
Yeah.
Bring your stories alive.
Sure.
So all those things I realized had to come about, but it had to be in a fun way for the young people to understand. And I do the same thing in missions with older eighth graders, adults.
Uh-huh.
We do much the same things that we did in the eighth grade classroom. And priests will tell me as we're talking about the missions, they say, Gary, that's not going to work with our people. You know, these people just kind of sit there. But it does work, and people want to tell their stories, and they want to let that love of Christ out and also in as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, well, one of the things that I liked about the book is you kind of explain your approach to teaching, and you make it a point to listen to your students and get to know them individually, whereas I think sometimes when we imagine the teacher-student relationship, we think of the teacher talking and the student listening, but you make sure that you as the teacher listen to them as well. Why is that so important?
We have to understand their story. When we understand their story and who we are, I teach in communication the QLC method. This is the Gary Montgomery thought. Ask questions, listen, and learn. Now, mm-hmm. the listen is important,
yeah.
but what's more important is to learn about them.
Mm-hmm.
And once you start to learn about people, then you can contribute to them. And when we can contribute to them, we start to make them feel better about who they are. Jesus did it.
Yeah.
He was powerful with questions.
Absolutely.
And once he knew what people's needs were, he fulfilled their needs. And then all of a sudden, it's a leadership skill.
Mm-hmm.
And once we can fulfill people's needs, they want more of you.
Yeah.
They like how they feel while they're around you. So that's what starts to happen. And you see it all the time with catechists and coaches who work with young people. If we make them feel better about themselves, they'll talk about us for the rest of their lives in a very positive way. We'll be a great influence for them.
I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close-Up. I'm talking to Gary Montgomery about his book, It's Fun to Be Catholic. You can find out more about it at one of Gary's websites. One of them is icanplay.com, and the other one is gary-montgomery.com. What, you know, you say you've been dealing with eighth graders for 25 years now, and I guess that puts them around the age of 13 or 14. What have you learned about the lives of teenagers and their hunger for religious values or spirituality at that age?
We have to help them see the value in a relationship with Jesus Christ. And I see the young people that you know that I was in a classroom with for years in my church at St. Bernadette Church periodically.
Mm-hmm.
And I see them going to communion and you know, I wonder the question that you asked me, did I make a difference? Did we connect? But I see the reverence in them, and I see them following through. I never expected to transform and have lightning bolts come down in the classroom.
Yeah.
But I wanted to be a foundation that when they're ready in their lives, when something happens, something occurs where they have to go find Christ in their life, that they've got an idea of where to go. We did a lot of scripture mm-hmm. in the classroom, and so it wasn't based on just Gary's experience. It was. You know, the scripture coming alive through an experience.
Well, one of the things I appreciate also about the book is what you just mentioned, your approach to scripture and how you look at it from this new perspective. Because sometimes I think, you know, we go to Mass every week and we've heard some of these stories over and over again, and we can almost stop hearing them for what they're saying. And what you do in your class, it sounds like, is you make sure these stories come alive to these students. How did the fun aspect of faith affect your reading of the Bible and how you teach it?
Well, for instance, you know, back in the day, the Israelites, they would bring a goat to the offering,
mm-hmm.
a live goat,
mm-hmm.
and they would lay hands on that goat, and they would have the entire assembly. The priest would lay hands on the goat, but also the assembly would lay hands on the goat,
yeah.
and they would get rid of their sins in that goat,
right.
and they would let that goat go out into the desert.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Tony, you and I know well, we've heard it many times, that is the scapegoat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these kids are looking at me saying, scapegoat, I've heard of that. I said, well, this is where it came from.
Mm.
But what we're doing is starting a lesson about the sacrament of reconciliation.
Yeah.
God knew that you and I as human beings knew, he knew that we need to get rid of what holds us back mm-hmm. from a relationship with him, from a relationship with ourselves, where we can become the best we can be that yeah. he wants us to be. So we need to get rid of things, mm-hmm. the junk that holds us back. And he gave us a sacrament. And the sacrament is penance, where we can go. And, you know, so we start going through that. And then we'd bring in some kids would have stuffed goats at home, but not many. But they had a lot of stuffed animals, mm-hmm. dogs and cats and mm-hmm. rag dolls and things. So we would bring in stuffed animals, and we would lay hands on them when we'd throw them out in the hall to start getting rid of the junk that holds us back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we'd start to get serious. And I said, how good can you be? How good did God want you to be?
Yeah.
Goes, well, what holds you back? And then we start trying to get rid of the things that hold us back. And it's amazing that eighth graders would talk about it such. But the same way with a mission. What holds us back? The second day of my mission, my mission's titled, it's Christ is the Light. And the second night is Become the Light. Well, to become, we got to get rid of something inside us. If we want more inside us of Christ, we got to get rid of that which holds us back.
Mm-hmm.
So on that second night, we process forward with paper bags, with things written in that paper bag, little pieces of paper, things that hold us back, where we really reflect on who we are, what we need, how we can go about getting it, but what holds us back as well. So we tried to do that with fun ways with the kids
mm-hmm.
And with adults too. Adults also say, well, that was moving to me to be able to do that. And I want to say, well, you should have been in my eighth grade class.
I'm talking to Gary Montgomery. His book is It's Fun to Be Catholic. I just want to go back to Ryan Riggs's note to you a minute, because one of the words, one of the things he said to you is that your class wasn't boring. And, you know, one of the big reasons that kids and even adults, for that matter, stop going to church is because they say it's boring. How do you think you convey either to kids or to adults or both that Mass isn't as boring as they might think it is?
Well, here's what I used to do when people would say it's boring.
Mm-hmm.
My first comment was right up in their face, it is not. What a great way to defend something. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And I think we as Catholics who are devout and in love with Jesus Christ, we want to defend it, but we don't know how sometimes, so we just defend it in that, oh, no, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that just creates conflict.
Yeah.
So, again, we go back to questions, same thing Jesus did.
Mm-hmm.
I say, what do you find boring there?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it boring? And what I want to do is I want to create a conversation with them, a dialogue where we can discuss what it is. And eventually I'm going to move them not in a negative way, not in an antagonistic way, but I'm going to ask them what they bring to Mass.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is, and you know, we're going to jump into John's Gospel. We're going to go back to the Passover
mm-hmm.
and just share some thoughts and ideas about that, about what it is that, and a lot of people say this, Tony, in Bible studies and that I've been involved with, not just me, but they start to say, how come I wasn't told this?
Mm-hmm.
How come I don't know this, you know? And I say, Jesus hasn't been moving.
Mm-hmm.
It's you and I that's been moving away.
Yeah, yeah.
And when we get closer, I mean, when we bring the gifts up, how powerful an experience that is. At our church, and I'm sure churches throughout the United States of America, we have the individuals from the congregation bring the gifts up.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what they're bringing up there. They're mm-hmm. bringing up, yeah, our you know, our tithe, we're bringing up, you know, our food, we're bringing up the host, we're bringing up the wine, but we're also bringing up our pain,
mm-hmm.
Our excitement, our joy, our energies, and we're bringing it to the, hey kids, that's an altar up there.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that altar that they used to kill goats on and
yeah.
rams, that's an altar. There's a sacrifice going on up there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it doesn't happen overnight, but we start to, you know, you start to experience with people and you tell people what happens in your own life, in your own stories.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going on, I'm preaching now, brother.
No, it's okay. And it really goes back to what we were talking before about the importance of listening. It sounds like what, instead of just, you know, reacting to what they say, you ask them questions and you listen to what they say and you respond to that. So really none of it happens without the skill of listening.
Boy, Tony, you're right on. You're right on. Of course, you're a man in the media. You understand that you know. And here's what I discovered: the mm-hmm. learning doesn't start until the questions come out,
mm-hmm.
not just for me, but from the audience, or,
right.
You know, in particular with eighth graders I'm working with. Mm-hmm. When they start asking questions, I win. They don't know it. But now I'm winning. And I can move them with questions by listening to them and learning about them.
Mm-hmm.
It's powerful. I said one of the greatest questions you could ever use as an eighth grader is when your dad walks in the door from work.
Mm-hmm.
Look at him, walk up to him, make eye contact, and say, "Dad, how was work today?" And then listen to him. It will help him up after he falls, you know, you knock him to the ground. But pick him up and ask that question and then listen to him. And the more he asks, the more he tells you, the more you're going to learn about your dad and the more questions you're going to ask. Now, Tony, I go into depth into my relationship with my father, and I let them know that, gosh, I wish I asked my dad more questions.
Mm.
My father was brought up in an orphanage, but he didn't want to talk about it. But, you know, Tony, if I'd worked at it, I could have gotten more out of him.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would have learned more about my father. My father didn't do a lot of things with me,
mm-hmm.
But there was a reason. He didn't know how.
Yeah.
And he didn't know how to love.
Mm-hmm.
So if we could start to experience that love, and we started through a relationship, and relationships always start with questions.
Questions and listening, yeah, yeah. I'm talking to Gary Montgomery about his book, It's Fun to Be Catholic. I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close-Up. Gary is telling us about how he listens to eighth graders, how he listens to adults, and how it has made being Catholic a fun experience. And, you know, we're talking about, you know, the roots of the Catholic faith in other people's lives by asking them questions. So I'm curious, Gary, how did the seeds of the faith get planted and develop in your own life?
Well, a little boy, I grew up in the West End of Louisville, going to church I went to Holy Cross Catholic School, and every morning our first class was Mass.
Mm-hmm.
And so Mass started everything, and I sat there, and probably bored would be a good word for me to use, not knowing what's going on,
mm-hmm.
but I knew something was happening.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell. When so many people are so reverent and so in tune with what's going on and so religious acting, you know, mm-hmm. I'm thinking, something is important here. And the same way on, you know, we had Corpus Christi processions and things through life. Mom always had us in church, you know, every Sunday. So there was a base laid there, but certainly, you know, I didn't realize who God was yet. It took me a while. It took experiences through my life to understand that God is, you know, there's something bigger than me.
Yeah.
And once I start to understand there's something bigger than me,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I know it sounds crazy, but Catholic school is a good training for the military. And I understood there's something bigger than me here. You know,
mm-hmm.
the Sergeant Johnson's bigger than Gary, you know. And then I married Judy, and then I realized there's something bigger here in my life than me, and it's Judy. And,
yeah.
you know, it kept going. I was asked many, many times, Tony, if I would teach eighth graders, and
mm-hmm.
I kept saying no, because
yeah.
I figured I'm a smart adult. You don't hang around with eighth graders.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually the Holy Spirit got hold of me and said, "Gary, look, this is what you need to do." And I said yes, and I didn't know what I was doing stepping in. As I told you earlier, I started working on my own faith. I realized if I'm going to teach it, I better know something about it. And as we went through the process, I developed a deeper relationship with Christ through what I've learned. But through the kids and the experiences, I just started growing in my own faith. We stepped into Bible study, my wife and I, my wife Judy. We've run Bible, not run, but put together Bible studies at our churches. And,
sure.
And it just started happening. But I had no idea that I would, you know, I do missions in Catholic Church. Tony, I'm a little kid that grew up saying yes, Father, and not knowing a great deal about his faith. And all of a sudden, I'm talking to Catholics about their faith. But here's the thing that I do. I talk from my own experiences.
Yeah.
My wife taught me about the sacrament of matrimony, taught me about loving Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I realized at a point in my life, I loved my wife more than I loved Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to understand that Jesus wants the same thing for me. He wants me to wake up in the morning and like I did Judy,
mm-hmm.
tell her about the excitement of the day and what I've got planned, and then at the evening, tell her about all the things that happened. That's what Jesus Christ wants from me. He wants a real, live relationship with me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something just in a book or something in a catechism that we, you know, we went through in elementary school. Mm-hmm. But because of, and I used to think I was a bad Catholic because, as I said, I loved my wife more than I loved Jesus. Mm-hmm. And one day a priest told me, he said, Gary, that's just the sacrament of matrimony working. Mm-hmm. God is calling you through that sacrament to understand Him better. And to look. He said, it's not a race. You don't have to get this by the time you're in the 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade. God just wants you to get it.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like
process.
You have. Yeah, it sounds like you've had 43 years later, right?
Amen. Amen. And I still learn about Judy through God, and I learn about God through Judy.
Wow, that's a beautiful
experience.
Thing. Yeah. I'm talking to Gary Montgomery. His book is It's Fun to Be Catholic. And while we're on the topic of your wife, Judy, late in the book, you have a section called Do They Teach You to Be Nice Here? And it's a story involving your wife, Judy, and a guest parishioner. And I just think there's an important message there about attracting people to the church. So tell us what happened in that little story.
It was a Thanksgiving Mass. Mm-hmm. And there was a lady sitting in front of us. Judy went down and sat in the pew and was kneeling and praying. And she started talking to a woman in front of her, mm-hmm. Who she had never met, and just, hello, how are you? It's just what Judy does. Mm-hmm. And I was back. I was going to be a Eucharistic minister at Mass, so I was in the back signing up and such. And then I came up, and when I got up there, the woman was sitting right where I was kneeling. So her back was right there at my folded hands, and I bumped into her, and she turned around, and I said, ma'am, I am so sorry. I said, most of all, I'm sorry I didn't introduce myself before now. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to be, I don't think I've met you before. And da, 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 we went on. And she just smiled and talked. And eventually, in a couple of minutes after she turned back around, she turned around and looked at Judy. And she said, do they teach you all how to do this? Mm-hmm. And Judy said, how to do what? How to be nice to people. Do they teach you that here at St. Bernadette? Mm-hmm. I thought, what a great question. And I looked at Judy and I said, I guess this is where we say yes, they do. You know? But, you know, we so many times, Tony, as you well know, you've been to a Catholic Mass, what, how many times? Sometimes we just go in, sit down, we turn around at the handshake of peace and we'll shake hands with people. Mm-hmm. But we really don't know who's sitting next to us sometime.
Yeah.
And we need to build those relationships. Again, questions. Just asking a question. First time here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you from another church? Where? You know, and you just start to dialogue. Another time, and we were going to church, and Judy said, we ought to sit somewhere else. You know, we sit in the same place all the time. I don't mm-hmm. know if you're like that, Tony.
Sure.
So we did. We sat in someplace different. Mm-hmm. And same type thing happened. There was a woman in front of me. Judy knelt. I went in, followed her, and I knelt down right next to Judy. And there was a woman sitting in front of us, and my hands, as I knelt, touched her back.
Mm-hmm.
And she turned around and looked at me. And I said, I am so sorry. And I said, I'm Gary. You know. And, mm-hmm. and she said, I'm Sandy. Mm-hmm. And Sandy and Judy had an instant dialogue, and then Mass started. Well, after Mass was over, they continued to talk, and Judy discovered that this young lady has had a real a number of challenges. She lost her husband, her home burnt down, her children, just a real challenge situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And never would have met had we not moved, if the Holy Spirit said, hey, move, go somewhere else.
Yeah.
But once we died, in fact, Sandy now calls us her St. Bernadette parents.
Oh.
And she's involved in all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because Judy asked the questions,
yeah.
listened, and then contributed to her. And yeah. Sandy can't get enough of Judy now.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just it's a simple kindness. It's almost so simple you don't expect it to have any kind of major effect, and yet it did.
Yeah. You're right. You're right. You're a smart man.
I try. All right. In our final minute or so, Gary, I want to ask you, everything we do at the Christophers revolves around this idea that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness. So
Amen.
I'm just curious, how does that idea fit into your own faith life and into what you're trying to communicate in this great book, It's Fun to Be Catholic?
You know, doubt is, you know, getting rid of the darkness, the doubt in our lives. Is so, so valuable, and it's Jesus Christ that can light the way.
Mm-hmm.
The name of my mission is Christ is the Light.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Wednesday morning gathering of men who come together, our goal is to become men of Christ, to take the light outside the room and share it. And it's just a simple process, Tony, like the Christophers teach. It's that simple process of being the light for someone, listening to someone, just sharing Jesus Christ and that love that is so powerful, so energetic, and it's so inviting. The final day of our mission, when we do missions, is give the light away, evangelization.
Yeah.
And I wish, you know, you bring up the light. I wish that I had put the light into my father more soon, sooner in life. On his deathbed, Dad said, "Gary, I wish we'd gone fishing more often." So, you know, I understand what he's saying. I don't even like fishing, Tony. I wish we'd have been together more. I could have pushed that. I could have lit that candle and given it to my father. I could have brought that candle into the room with my dad everywhere I went. I didn't do it. I'm trying to do it now.
Yeah, and everybody listening has that opportunity. So, so like Gary says, if your parents are still alive, give them a call, spend time with them, and it's just some great insights you've shared with us today. I've been talking to Gary Montgomery about his book, It's Fun to Be Catholic. The websites are icanplay.com and gary-montgomery.com. It's a great read. Gary has done the miraculous. He's made the faith come alive for eighth graders, who it's probably tougher to reach than almost any crowd, but he does it by listening to them and talking with them. We could all learn a lot of lessons about listening from Gary. Instead of talking at each other, we learn to talk with each other and be kind, and that really makes such a difference in bringing the light of Christ to others, like we've talked about today. So Gary, thanks so much for writing the book and for sharing your story today.
It was a blessing being with you. Thank you for the opportunity. I truly appreciate it.
You're welcome. God bless. Now, before we end today's show, here's a message the Christophers would like to share with you.
We all likely pray that we get through life without times of darkness, but the reality is that they're unavoidable. The solution, as we say at the Christophers, is to light one candle. And ultimately, the light of that candle has only one source, Jesus, who ignites the divine spark within us. That's why the Christophers have prepared a news note called Jesus, the Light of the World. It will help you see the radiance of the Savior all around you and allow you to move forward in life with hope and love. To request your free copy of Jesus, the Light of the World, send an email to radio@christophers.org or call our toll-free number at 1-888-298-4050. We look forward to hearing from you.
In closing, I want to thank all our listeners for tuning in today, and I encourage you to visit our website at christophers.org to learn more about the Christophers and to download free literature and podcasts. When you're there, you can also find links to our blog and our Facebook and Twitter pages. And if you have any questions or comments about the show, you can send an email to radio@christophers.org. Our engineer for today's show is Brian Bonifacio, and I'm Tony Rossi, your host. Thanks again for joining us, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.